Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STM, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. You are tuned in live. We're all talk, no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. And get it me, I'm at MZ_STM at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Oh, man, look, you know, we got a great show lined up for y'all. But before I commence any further, I got to get this off my chest. It's just burning. It's just burning. I'm 38 hot right now because you punk-ass, pussy-ass, cheating-ass, money-grubbing-ass motherfuckers with them Rams, dog. Y'all know what y'all did? I don't know how much y'all paid them fucking refs. But y'all some grimy motherfuckers, baby. Y'all some grimy-ass bitches for that shit. But it's all good, though. It's good. But anyway, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line, man. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Man, happy Sunday, man. What's good with everybody? What's up, STL? What's up, Niecy?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, baby, how are you today? You warm over there?
Hell no. Shit's cold as hell.
Y'all know y'all supposed to, you and wifey supposed to cuddle up and stay warm. Listen.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Listen, body heat keeps, you know, you don't even need no regular heat. You got body heat.
Man, that's some bullshit. This morning, I cut my finger on ice. How the fuck do you cut your finger on ice?
Oh, that's very easy.
That shit'll kill you, dog. It's sharp like glass.
Yeah, that's
real.
I was a little girl, cut my hand like straight up through the middle of my hand. I was like 7 years old, still got the bruising from the stitches. That shit hurt.
Ice sickles when they melting, they'll take you out.
Check this out. I was at work yesterday, and we were supposed to have the snowstorm last night, but it rained all day. They came and it was like, oh yeah, they said the snow is canceled. How the fuck you cancel a blizzard? So what you just gonna do, pause for the next day? And that's exactly what they did. They resumed this morning, full throttle, I was like, yo, it's some bullshit right here, yo. It's some bullshit.
Mm-mm, yeah. We were supposed to start getting it yesterday afternoon, late evening, rather, and we started getting it yesterday morning, bright and early. When I got up out the bed, I was like, what the fuck? I get up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I looked out there, I said, oh, no, the fuck, I'm not. I'm going to close the door. That's what I'm going to do, close the door.
That's how it was here. It just started. We were supposed to been got it. Everybody on my timeline, oh, my God, where's the snow? Where's all this snow y'all talking about? Well, be careful what the fuck you ask for, because now it's out there piling up, and y'all motherfuckers going to be mad because your car don't fucking start in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You bought that shit on your damn self. You better watch what you ask for because you just might get it. So whoever asked for the snow, kiss my ass. Anyway,
it's bad out
without further ado, let's get into them dollhouse announcements, man, so we can come back and get into that where they do that at. Royalty, what you got, baby?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, punk pussy-ass, punk son of a... Oh, my bad. Hey, you just now tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter. I'm the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Your girl is over here, 38, hot. Anyway, hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, just push the one and we got you. But Repstone 412, what's the word?
Hey, yo, son. Where they do that at? Now, this story is kind of crazy. It shows, you know, motherfuckers really will do anything for anything about anyone. It's just fucked up. It's just fucked up. I don't understand it. Check this out. This guy named Wang, hang on with me. It's Wang Shang Kung. He's from China. He's 25 years old. His name is Wang. So we call him Wang, right? He's from China. He's 25 years old. In 2011, he was desperately in need of the new iPhone 4 at the time. You know, he was a broke teen. He didn't, you know, he didn't have the money to do it. So he was trying to figure out ways to get money to get this new phone. This motherfucker was thinking about selling his kidney, you know, because we got two kidneys. He donates or sell a kidney. He still got one kidney. He could sell that kidney to get the money for the phone. In China, it was like 22,000 yen, which is an equivalent to United States dollars, $3,400. A black market online reached out to him and gave him an offer. So he went to an illegal surgeon, got the surgery. They took, you know, his kidney, and in exchange for that, he got the money to go get himself a new phone. Years after he succumbed to, you know, serious complications of the surgery. You know, his remaining kidney began to fail because of bad conditions. Things weren't sterile and everything like that, and a lack of, you know, operative care. So he wasn't being cared enough
you know, nobody showed him what to do after the surgery to get himself to be healed. And because of that, he's bedridden for, you know, probably all of his life because of that. You know, so his family was in court. They got six people, round him up in jail for organ harvesting. Actually, it was nine people who was arrested for it, and his family was rewarded $300,000. Now, if that's not a where they do that special at there, I don't know what the fuck is. All that for a motherfucking phone?
First of all, how old was he?
Twenty-five years old. But when he got this, when he got it done, he was a teen. He's 25 years old now. So because of all that, he's bedridden now. He can't do nothing. That's
okay.
Fucked up, because I think they don't even got the iPhone 4. They got the iPhone 5, I think. I don't know. I have Android.
They on the iPhone 10, and I don't even like Apple. I'm Android all day. But my thing is, I blame it on the parents. How do your kid at that time get away to go somewhere else to do something like that? And that's karma, dog. That's karma. That's putting that piece of equipment over your life. Like, you risk your life and limb, literally, to go get a fucking iPhone. Dude, like, how do you do that? How does your child get away to... Y'all motherfuckers need to start watching y'all kids. I don't know what y'all be doing.
Right.
I don't know if y'all... I don't know what you people are doing out there that you're not keeping an eye on your kids. Half the shit that your kids get away with that pops up in these stories, in the news, in the headlines that you don't hear about because it's not big enough, quote-unquote, big enough for you to hear about it, I blame it on y'all motherfuckers, because if you're watching your kids and you tending to them how they supposed to, there's no fucking way I'm finna get up and go fucking cross country and get some cut out, come back, ain't bandaged up right, go buy an iPhone. I couldn't even get a pager when I was coming up, let alone go across the land to get something cut out and get a Niecy, please help me. Help me, please, the mom. On the phone. Could your babies get away from you to go get a kidney removed to get a phone?
These motherfuckers know they can't really get away. Being gone that long, and no matter if they in my house or out of my house, I'm still in their business. I check everything.
Niecy the detective, they ain't getting away with shit.
My kids ain't getting away with nothing. They can't go to doctors without their mother. Okay? I want to know everything.
And they grown.
How you call it? Yeah. Exactly. And I still go with them. You're damn right. And I make sure they're going to my doctor so I can know when something goes. You know what I mean? When something different. But how would you not know your child just disappear for days at a time for that type of surgery?
If I'm not mistaken,
that's
a fucking flight is like, even if you took a flight, it's like 12, 14 hours. Like, you travel like a half a day just in the flight. Where are you getting the money from to even go over there and have it done? And then for them to get reward, I'm going to get, who paid that shit? I hope it didn't come out of the taxpayer money. Who paid the restitution on that?
You know, I was thinking the same thing when that happened, because I was like, wait a minute. This is, I don't know why they're rewarded, you know, because it was his fault in the first place. It was everybody's fault, you know, so it's like, I don't understand where you get the reward money for that, because he was absolutely stupid. Absolutely stupid. Now look at you. You're a fucking vegetable. So it's like, you know, I really don't understand people's logic. That really got me. Like, I was like, people would do so much just to get material things.
But it goes.
It's not
to,
even
it just goes to
like,
show,
it's,
like your priorities. Like, how y'all not investing in these kids? Like, the right fundamentals. You willing to cut off an appendage? And it just so happened, karma said, "Let me tell you something, you little motherfucker. You value this iPhone so much that you defied your parents, went halfway around the world, got this cut out, came back like everything was all good, got your iPhone. I wonder what he did with the trades, because the iPhone is what, $1,000, $1,200 for an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he has some little extra change. What'd he do? He should have got some vaccine, you dumb motherfucker. That's what he should have did. He should have got that and some something to patch his side up with. Now look at you. That's stupid. Y'all be out here doing dumb stuff for no reason, dog. No reason. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. I can't. I just can't. It's, man, come on. We got to do better as people. We just.
It all goes for real. It all goes back to the parents. You gotta watch your kids, man. Just like this next story that I'm about to get into, man. This is even crazier. I don't know. Y'all remember, you know, a few episodes ago, I was talking about that 11-year-old boy who was a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this nigga's back. This little nigga's back. And there's a controversial picture that is out. It's floating. I actually seen it retweeted so many times on Twitter. It was like crazy. But there's a picture of him taking a picture with a grown man, and he's naked.
What? Who posted the? Is
Where
it posted in a magazine, or who posted this picture?
It is in a magazine. It is in a magazine. I forgot what magazine it was, but the picture was taken because his mom.
It can't be over here, right?
Nah. It's not overseas. It's here.
Oh,
and it's literally like all over. There's news. I was like watching like official news clips, you know, when they was interviewing him, because he was on like, you know, Good Morning America. He went on another show and he was, you know, talking about his whole story and everything, and he was in a magazine and
the
magazine.
Oh, was this the same, this was the exact same kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Oh, he goes by, like, his name is Nemus Quinn. I want to say McCullen Gold. And his stage name, guess what his stage name is?
What's his stage name?
His stage name is Lactatia. Lactatia.
What? Black, like the color?
Nah, like lactose, anything to do with milk.
Lactatia.
It's lactatia. I just thought of milk because I was like lactate, lactose intolerant. You know, I was like, why is this 11-year-old boy naming himself something off of milk?
I mean,
so, you know.
I don't know.
It just blew my mind because there's, like I said, I seen the picture of him and, you know, he's posted, you know, side by side, you know, with a kid grown man. And
well, at the end of the day,
I just don't
here
understand.
We go again. We down the same road, dog. The parents, if he's underage, if he's not the age of 18, they're signing off on all this shit. So if he going places and
mm-hmm.
taking pictures and they got to get the parental consent. I mean, he's a kid. He can't do it by himself. So, again, it's back at the parents' doorstep, like, what you doing with your kid?
His mom was on an interview. They was both on an interview together, and they were saying how she was so supportive and other parts of the family were so supportive of him and everything like that. So he has a support system. He's not doing this by himself.
I mean, I do believe in, you know, kids who say, I'm in the wrong body. You know, like they got the one I am Jazz. There's a whole TV series about this little boy who felt like his name Jazz. Last I saw the commercials, he was supposed to be going the whole way, the whole shebang, all the way down south, and you know what I'm saying, but it comes a time in a kid's life when, especially in preteenish, you have to let them exert themselves. You have to let them live their life. And what can you really say? Because they're gonna either. It's hard. It's a catch 22. You damned if you do. You do. You damned if you don't. Okay, they support their child, but evidently the kid doesn't have a problem with it. Doesn't care what people have to say. However, I mean, what can you do? I mean, you can't stop them because he or she is gonna get 18. They're gonna be resentful. Oh my God, you never supported me. You never supported my lifestyle. You never supported how I felt. So then it falls into you maybe conflicting with your child up into adulthood because they resented you like you never supported me and how I felt back then. So why should I even talk to you or entertain you with this now? So I don't know. I'm not in that situation, so I don't know how I would react. I mean, what can you really do? I mean, they're not paying for it. I mean, they're honestly, I feel like they're making money off their kid because if they're doing these shows and magazines and prints and all that, you can't tell me they're not getting paid for it. So is it really about the kid's happiness or is it about the bag? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. That's just my opinion. That's just how Miss STL thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it
about
the bag or?
What I think about that is it's crazy because we are in the era of the whole R. Kelly thing going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So despite of you saying I'm going to support my kid or I don't want to support my kid because I'm afraid what the backlash might be when they grow up, fuck all that. That's an 11-year-old boy at the end of the day. But yet you have somebody like R. Kelly who's being dragged through the mud, but yet you got these people parading this young boy, and he's going into gay clubs.
But that's apples to oranges, dog.
Oranges, because I look at it because I'm like, that's kind of like parading child pornography. Why would you have your 11-year-old boy be in a picture with a naked man, and it's okay?
Now that I don't agree with.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. It's nothing. It has nothing to do. At the end of the day, he's 11. Fuck what he feel inside because mommy and daddy won't support me. Why would I put my 11-year-old boy in a situation like that anyway? That's the whole thing.
Like I said, it might be the money. He's probably getting paid.
But then,
well, not him.
Right, and then it goes back to the R. Kelly thing. Like, it's just crazy because you got parents that was, of course, involved in that as well. They knew, you know, sending them daughters to, you know,
we don't have to agree. We don't have to agree to disagree about that one because when it comes to the R. Kelly shit, dog, these were young ladies. It's not a sex change switching. That's two different things to me. That's apples and oranges, dog. This is about supposed to be young ladies, and he wasn't pissing on no little boys. He was supposedly, allegedly doing his things with young ladies that were underage, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to me, that's apples and oranges. But real quick, before we go any further, let's try to get to the line real quick. 904, you all live. All Talk No Filter. Did you have something to say?
What's up? Yeah, I think that's sick. That parents letting him even take pictures like that and even act like that. Like, I agree with y'all. He underage. He need to wait, you know what I'm saying, till he not a minor.
Yeah, he's a preteen. So, you know, when you're a preteen, you, male, female, you start asserting yourself and what you want, and it's okay to, you have to give your child some freedom to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like the naked picture with the man, that's too much. That's to me, that crosses the line and then some. You know what I'm saying? Having your child in those sorts of situations. Now that I don't agree with. Do I agree with supporting your child? It to me, it's all in how you do what you do. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But the one with the young lady taking the picture, or a young man who was transitioning, or whatever stage it is, taking the picture, and there's a naked man in the. That's disgusting. that you would, for lack of better phrasing, you got me fucked up. That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm I don't really, that one is that's a catch 20. That's, I'm stuck on that one because I don't know really know what to say about it. But
yeah, I'm
I don't
with
know.
You on
if
that.
If you were in that caller, if you don't mind me asking, if you was in that predicament, do you have kids?
No, I don't.
If you feel like, if you were in that situation, do you know how you would react if a kid came to you and said something like that?
Oh yeah, I would put it down on him. Like, I would make sure he doesn't do that again. Whatever I had to do, if I had to lock him in his room with boy clothes and not let him come out,
lock him in his
got
room.
Out of, you know. Yeah, for real, I'm real. Like, yeah, I wouldn't have it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have it at all. Period. Point blank. Now, when he got grown and got out of my house, that's him. You know, I still wouldn't have it, but he could run. He could go somewhere else. But nah, he ain't in my house. Nah, heck nah. I would lay the smack down immediately. You know,
not the smack down. Okay. Well. Hey, we appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you taking the time to, you know what I'm saying, be here, listen with us, chop it up with us, and, you know, stay tuned. We appreciate the feedback from you. We appreciate you calling
Thank
in
you.
And saying what you got to say.
Yeah.
So hang with us, 904. We appreciate that. But what we're going to do is, you know, we got to pay them bills. We're going to get off into a real quick smoke break. 420 somewhere, smoke them if you got them, put it in the air, whatever you want to do. Ooh, because I'm still fuming about that game. I'm going to be talking about that the whole motherfucking show because I'm mad. But anyway, we're going to go here with Rap Star 412, that Mona Lisa, and we'll be right back and talk about the hot seat. Who in it this week? Let's go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got the younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. Now every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Give my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mama, you are worth it. Please believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mama, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I say your picture's perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, guys.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect.
Yeah, that was our very own Rap Star 412 with Mona Lisa. If you're just now tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, press the 1. And if you hit it by mistake, you hit it again, it'll take it back. But we going to move on to the hot seat. Okay. Okay, I got a couple things I wouldn't mind addressing, but we'll go to this one first. Rihanna. Everybody might not know, but she has taken off with her beauty line, Fenty. If you've heard of Fenty Beauty, that is a trademark of Rihanna. So recently, she has filed papers against her father, suing him for saying that he cannot utilize the last name Fenty because he wants to do something on the entertainment and talent management side. She has the beauty side that she's utilizing Fenty under. So basically, she's suing her dad for the last name that he provided for her. What do y'all, did y'all hear anything about that? And if so, what do y'all think about her suing her dad over his last name?
Petty. Mm. Petty as fuck.
You trying to be a quick thing.
Petty. Petty.
I'm like, damn,
petty.
Yeah, he
petty.
Should. I think it's petty, but then again, I understand because that's her brand. So, I mean, if that's the name, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be a conflict. You know what I'm saying? Why he got to use that name? Why he can't come up with something else?
But Fenty is
that's
his name.
That's what you
like,
call it. That's what you calling it, CEO. You call that
a
CEO executive move.
That name. Saying, Miss STL Jackson, we warn you from using Jackson. Get the fuck out of here. You serious? I can't use Jackson?
He should have got his shit going first because she probably branded that name. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though it's their, you know, his birth name and hers, you know what I mean? And he was there first, it's still the point. If once you do that DBA, you incorporate and you know what I'm saying, all the good shit that I'm trying to do, you do all that good shit, can't nobody else use it, at least not, you know, but in knowing her, she did it nationwide. You know what I'm saying? So he can't use it. It is what it is. It is petty, but right, you know what I'm saying? You got to also, laws is laws.
But when you're using it in different facets, like if he does an LLC that's for talent scouting for entertainment.
Yeah, he can't use it.
He would be able to do that as long as he's not doing beauty. She's doing her beauty line using name. If he does the LLC under entertainment, he will be able to use it, I would think.
She may have other ideas. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's about to do her own entertainment shit. You know what I'm saying? But money talks, too. You know what I mean? She jumped on the first money talk. It might not be right, but she know that money gonna talk. She got that big money. She got that long money.
Super.
I was talking to him too. She got that long money. She doing, you know, she, instead of like trying to help her dad out in some other type of way, she just want him to be fucked up. I don't understand.
This is St. Louis thing. I don't know if y'all don't have rap snacks. Do y'all have rap snacks in y'all city?
Rap snacks.
Okay, rap snacks is they're like snacks. You go into the store and we got all kinds of different artists and stuff. Like Migos got a rap snack.
Yeah, we had that. Yeah,
right.
We had that.
So what I'm saying, so if I do a honey dip rap snack, you gonna take me to Cuomo? You gonna take me down? You gonna take me down
you
if I do
honey dip? It's a difference if you do a Niecy honey dip. Then I tell you my hell to the motherfucking year because first of all, Niecy is my name. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't even sweat it when all these bitches, all of a sudden, and it started. There actually was an adult entertainer, a little skinny girl, named Honey.
Uh-huh.
You know, before I came along. And now, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm around, that's why I did Niecy Honey Dip. You know what I'm saying? Because it is my name. Niecy is my name. You know, I'm not trying to take that bitch shine, but then I look online and they just got honey dip, honey dip, honey dip, when actually I'm Niecy honey dip. I need feet, period. You know what I'm saying? But if it was Honey with Entertainment and Honey with Eat, I'd probably lose my motherfucking mind. But, you know what I'm saying, because I need that. That's just my But also, I have to take into consideration that I'm branded here in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? But once I branded nationwide, that's different. You know what I mean? Not just branded, but LLC. You know what I'm saying? Get my paperwork and all that in order, which that's what I'm trying to do now. So, you know, that DBA is one thing, but if you do it all the way around, can't nobody take your shit. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be mad as hell. I want to fight.
I don't want to fight Honey Dip Honey Dip Rap Snacks. Can I just send you like a case of them and we square? No, that's some bullshit. Anybody got time for that?
Yeah, we gonna square up. Don't worry. That's right. When I be right over your face. Don't worry.
Oh, shit, Honey Dip. Oh, no, don't do it. Oh, man, but I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, damn, like, that's his name. Like, you can't use your own name. Like, she's straight suing her dad. Money is, like, the root of all evil, dog. Like, swear to God, it will make you go against
him. Maybe I could be suing him knowing he ain't got it like that. Like, he ain't got that long money like her, but I could see her doing,
right,
like, a cease and desist. You know what I'm saying?
A cease and desist?
I could see her doing something like that. Yeah, like, he can't use it. Stop her from using it. But why sue him? She don't need the money.
True that.
Damn, she don't need that money.
Yeah, she don't need the money. She has a bag. You said what?
Mm-hmm. She might be suing him for a damn dollar.
I'm suing them for that. Come on, I'll be pissed off you top judicial system over no damn dollar. That's stupid.
Look, just to
that's
make a point.
Dumb.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be something. It's a deeper root to this. It isn't, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be, I mean, I'm convinced it's got to be more. It's not that, you know what I'm saying, she's just being petty like that. I think it's something more, and we as a people don't know. You know? It's got to be.
Maybe she came to him and told him you can't use the name. Maybe he got offended. Like, damn, that this is my name. What the fuck? Probably got on her. I don't know. That's crazy. I'm gonna try to follow this story because I really want to know how that's gonna play out, because that's his name. But anyway, moving on. I'm a Kevin Gates fan. I don't know about nobody else, but I like him. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. So, recently he did an interview, and to my surprise, I don't know, Kevin Gates, he a little weird, he got his certain little quirks and stuff, but he recently went to, did an interview where he said he found out by taking this woman that he had been having sex with for a little minute and chilling with to his grandmother's house, and she pulled him to the side like, you know y'all related. You know that's your cousin, right? And granted, they weren't first cousins, okay? But they're still related. They still cousins by blood. So, but he didn't have a problem with it. He said he did not stop messing with the person. So, if y'all found out that someone you have been with or kicking it with or whatever, you done had sex with this person and you find out you are related to them, are you still going to mess with the person? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Are you still like, whatever, let's keep smashing? He said the sex was fine. So he said
that's,
he kept
you know,
doing
that's, it. That's a common thing. That do happen because it be that distant, you know what I'm saying, a real cousin of a cousin of a cousin of a cousin, but still in awe, we was all, you know, grew up together, but got to that level, you know what I'm saying, that level of the family, you know, like her fifth cousin, and yeah, granted, our parents and our grandparents grew up together, but we didn't, so I ain't know who the fuck you was, but once you find that shit out, you're supposed to walk away. I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. I had some shit like that happen to me a couple years ago. And when I found out it was one of my cousins that I grew up with, son, I fucked the shit out of him. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Wait, you found out before or after y'all had sex, though?
After. Listen, when I say after, I mean directly after. Like, didn't nobody have to tell me? He was calling a cab, a taxi. This is some years ago. He was calling a taxi to leave, and the cab company he was calling, they wanted to know the address to where he was going to. They found out, you know, he gave them my address here to pick him up, and they want to know where he was going to. And when he gave them the address, I looked at him. I was like, that's grandma's. I said, what, you live down there?
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because
wow.
it was, I call her grandma, but she's not my grandmother.
Wow.
She's actually my cousin. You know, she's my father's first cousin, so I made her my second cousin. Her children was my third cousin. So this boy was her grandson. I had not seen him since he was, like, in arms, like a little bitty baby, like a newborn, because his mother moved out of town. You know what I'm saying? So I had no fucking idea. Do you know he just kept on calling and kept, and I had to tell him, like, and this was at the very beginning of the porn, of my porn career, and I had, this can't go, we can't do this. And he started saying, well, can I shoot with you? Can I, bitch, is you stupid?
No, can I shoot
can
with
I
you?
Yes, he started asking, can I do some scenes with you? Like, as if that's going to make me change my mind. You know what I'm saying? I should, it's, you know, I, like, cut that shit right off. But it was fucked
wow.
up. And I'm going to say it was really fucked up because when she died, when she died, we in the funeral all together. You know what I'm saying? And he tried, we all sitting at the same table and sitting together, and he trying not to look over at me. But then you got to see the eyes cutting. I'm staring right at him. I'm staring right at him. You already know I'm petty. I'm looking like, you bet not. You bet not.
I'd have looked at your ass like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? Where, did
and
you
know,
meet, did we,
I mean,
before?
No, he took it in this. No, this, he knew who I was. I'm telling you, this was someone, the way we met, it wasn't like he was at first trying to, like, kick it to, you know, like, wait for girlfriend type shit. This was a business thing. So, in all naturality, he was a he was paying a bitch. He booked me, you know what I'm saying? All of that, as you know what I mean, like a fan or whatever. So it turned a whole different level when that motherfucker said what he said. It changed
I couldn't imagine. Like,
you know,
I'm glad my family's,
I mean, like,
small because I don't have no chances of putting
it
in. None of my cousins, none, and I don't know my cousins.
That shit's been, it's like I never wanted, you know what I'm saying? That was like something I knew, you know, like I said, I hadn't seen him since he was little, you know? And shit, it was crazy, but he continued to try to sneak me, you know what I'm saying? Sneak and see me. He would call, and then when he called, then he's going to say, hey, cuz, and then go into a conversation. Like, boy, if you don't stop calling me, don't even call me. Because just the idea of what
Netflix
I did, just listen, and just the idea, and then this the real bad part, this the real bad part. The freaks run damn show in our family, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't even going to lie, that's my little cousin, and he had the bomb. You understand what I'm saying? And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody get, oh, my God. Give me, oh, my God. Oh, no.
This is like 7 years ago. This is like 7 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And I felt bad about that shit, you know what I'm saying? I still feel bad about it, but I didn't know. And as soon as I found out, I, you know, cut it off,
okay,
but he wasn't
quick,
trying to do
real quick, is that a fetish? Is that anything under that fetish shit that you be telling me about? Is that a category?
I don't know. It's not right. No, not for me. I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't do that, me knowing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what was going on. I had no fucking... I don't believe he knew either. I don't believe at the beginning he knew anything. You know what I'm saying? But when I said, I'm such and such as daughter. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, really? Oh, my God. And I was like, wait a minute. And then, you know, I'm going into, wait, whose son is you? Okay, I know you her grandson, but mine's got a big family, so everybody got babies.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, the fuck, who's son? And when he said who's son, I was like, oh, my God, that's my favorite cousin. You know, when I was a little girl,
oh, wow.
His father was like, you know what I'm saying, one of my favorite cousins. They looked out for me, you know what I'm saying? When my mother wasn't around, they really looked out for me. So I was really fucked up over that shit.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. I don't know. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine what I would do if I was like, oh, my God. I would be looking for one of those things for Men in Black, like the things that you hold it up to your eyes and it erased people's memory. I would need one of those, dog. I ain't even lying. I would need one of those because I need to unsee everything I just saw. I need to unsee all that.
No, it fucked my whole mind up, like I said, because it was on point. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, this is some fucked up shit. We can't do this again.
And then make you not even want to put it out your mind, though. That's the crusher, is that you said it was great. So that make you not want to forget about it.
Yeah, I couldn't. It bothered me. It really bothered me. It still bothers me because, you know, as of a year, last summer before she passed away, he was still trying me. Since she's passed away, he has not contacted me. You know what I'm saying? Called or anything else. Which I'm, you know,
that's
because
she came to him like, you better leave her alone. She came back. You better stop. I see what you doing.
Just sitting at the table, and we're all sitting there. You know what I mean? When I walked by, I could feel his eyeballs piercing. You already know I was dressed banging. You know what I'm saying? But when I sit down,
crazy.
I just look at him. Like, motherfucker, don't you feel this? Don't you feel some kind of way? Because I damn sure was. I felt like I felt dirty for real. You know, like, damn. She'd have killed him and
you wanted a silk. You wanted a silkwood shower,
huh?
You wanted a silkwood shower.
Yo, listen, I felt nasty. I felt like, you know what I'm saying. And then we had the funeral. At the funeral was the first time that we had been in, you know, in public. You know what I'm saying? At the, you know, like that. So that was a fucked up. It was really a fucked up position to be put in. You know, like I said, he's tried me repeatedly. He's tried booking, you know, with different emails.
He tried to book you.
Called me.
Oh,
see, that's how we initially came together.
But I'm
that's
saying
how we
after
met.
The fact though, what
well,
the
booking.
Fuck? No,
yeah,
man.
And he's done it repeatedly. He hasn't done it in a year. But he's tried. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
He done moved back out of town, moved to California, came back. I didn't know who the fuck he was when he, you know what I'm saying, when he contacted me, you know what I mean? He tried repeatedly. He's even showed up. And I'm like, boy, didn't I tell you this? It's not going to happen?
Man, look.
You don't have to tell nobody because, listen, God knows. You know what I mean? And I can't do that. I can't do it. God knows. And I know, motherfuckers.
Look. Hey, we running behind,
nasty.
Y'all. This conversation went all the way to the west side and back, man. Look, we going to do a quick break, man.
Help
we got to come
the girl
back.
Got the good, good. The girl got the good, good.
Man,
crazy.
Shut your face. We going to get that Lone Star J. They mad, man. And we going to get right back to them honey dip thoughts. Oh, my God. Long story, Jay. Let's go. They mad right here, dog.
A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. these niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat of freezing, nigga, it's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches never done right bugging. Never done right bugging.
Yeah, we back. If you're just not tuning in, you hear we're all talking no filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-1038. And we got to get into them honey dip thoughts because everybody wants to know what honey dip is thinking.
Shit. I don't know. The last past week, I've been like, I'm always Aggie before a trip. I always am, especially a trip that I got to pay for. I'm always
okay.
Aggie. But like I've known this trip's been coming up next week and everything, you know. Everybody knows I work a regular job or whatever. So the past couple weeks, you know, since my hours have cut back a little bit, you know, now that holidays are over, it's time to make this AVN trip. And the person, it's just like this small thing. People, I have my dress being made. At one point, I couldn't reach the guy that was supposed to be making my dress. He's made a dress for my daughter before, so, you know what I'm saying? Now, I've seen the dress at first, like, let me back up. When he was supposed to make it, he disappeared. He had a death in his family. And I saw on social media that it was really, he was going through it. So I just chopped it up like, fuck it, let me just go order something. If anybody know me and have seen me, you know what I'm saying, in different photos and different things, you know that most of the stuff that I will wear, nobody else will. You know what I'm saying? You won't see another bitch with it on. I like one-of-a-kind things, and I like the things that other people don't like. You know, they don't like it till they see me in it. You know, so now the boy is making a dress, thank God. He's got most of it done. Now, it's been 2 days, you know what I'm saying? And he's, you know what I mean? It's been 2 days and with this weather bad and everything. I understand, you know, motherfuckers can't get out or this, that, and the other. So he's supposed to have been bringing a dress to me to be, you know, to do the last minute things before he put all the little, I don't know, crystals or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. All over the dress. So I'm like, now, I've been waiting. It's 7-something, about an hour ago, hour and a half ago. I text him because he didn't respond to me. You know what I mean? And he let me know, well, let's try for tomorrow. Instead of now him coming to me, he wants me to come to him, which is fine. And then, I mean, that's stressful because I want my dress right. You know what I mean? I could have ordered one. So, you know, I still have other things I got to buy. I still got to get my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's red, and I don't know what type of red. I can see the pictures and the video he sent me, but it's still not. You know what I mean? You got to see something like that because I could have something totally off, and the bitch got to look good. You know what I mean? So, in all, me stressing about that, my goddamn flight ticket just going up. The price just going up. Then I got, you know, I love my manager to death, but at the end of the day, It's annoying for me when someone constantly calls me, when you know the ritual with me when it's time to get ready to go out of town to something like this. I'm always stressed. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the weather and just every little thing, it aggravates me with the trip. I know I got to go. You know what I'm saying? But don't keep calling me. And you did this? Did you do that? Did you do this? Did you do that? I ain't stupid. I know what I need to do.
Not your first time at the rodeo.
yeah, I know what I need to do. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know I'm nominated. I know that. But I've been nominated a lot. I've been a nominee, excuse me, a lot. So in this type of award, it's slim. It's very slim pickings that a black woman, you know what I'm saying, going to get it anyway. But, you know, if I do, I'm always appreciative. You know, they tell me to be happy
you
that
would be the
I
first one,
nominee.
Right? A black woman has never won that in the ABS, right?
Black women have been nominated, but, yeah, not just a nominee. That's that step before, you know, being nominated. But as far as the BBW, you know what I mean? They don't usually, they're not going to have us walk across the stage. They ain't going to do none of that. They ain't even going to announce it. So last year,
you part of the fucking industry. I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Exactly. Exactly. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Last year, I was really upset. I wasn't upset about not winning because there are girls that are way better than me, and I got to give it to them, and they worked with more companies, and they constantly put in that work. So I respect it. They're all Caucasian girls. You understand what I'm saying? That get, like, you'll see all the runner-ups or whatever, the you know, two or three girls or whatever, they're all Caucasian girls. You know what I mean? We have quite a few black girls, but it's very slim, you know. And I guess this is why.
I ain't trying to be funny, but when I did my little thing and went to vote on the site, I just wanted to see the other BBW stars that was up for, you know what I'm saying, that you could vote for.
Some of them ain't even BBWs.
Huh?
There's a few that aren't even BBWs.
They were thick as motherfucking in, but my point is, they was a fucking mess. So I was trying to see. I don't get it. Because I was looking like, oh, okay, you know. But, hey, that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But,
you got some of them who are, you know, really still, either way, they're putting the work in. You know what I'm saying? Going on just what you look like.
They're
working for more major companies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Those aren't black girls. Not too many. It might be one or two out of all the black girls that you've seen on that site that is working for major companies. You know what I'm saying? Who have worked for major companies. But most of them are, you know, my Caucasian sisters. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I just get tired of, is you ready? Is you ready? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? I'm paying for everything, okay? So that bugs the shit out of me. I already
got to move in your own time at your own right. You spending your own money on every damn thing.
Yeah. Yes. I already be stressed. So I will call you when it's time for me to leave so that you'll know, you know, because I got to let everybody know what flight I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So everybody know that I make it safely, you know. Shit. It is what it is, you know. So, but don't bug me like that. It's annoying to me. Because I carry enough weight on my shoulders on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to be annoyed. And what if I don't come, ain't like I'm going to miss that. You know what I mean? But I'll be there. Just don't bug the fucking shit out of me.
Yo, please don't bug her, y'all. Don't do that. Don't do that. She gonna be there. She gonna be there front and center.
Motherfuckers can bug me if they give me some money. How about that one?
Gotta pay the bug. Gotta pay the bug, motherfucker. Cause it's costing me and my time to listen to you nag me. Damn it. But anyway, man, it's about that time, man. You know what it is. We about to get up out of here. We appreciate everybody that took time to tune on in. Tell a friend. We will be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel, right here at Dollhouse Radio. Go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with you.
Me, Honey Dip, on everything. I will be doing live and all of that to the best of my ability while at AVN during the weekend. I will be doing a show on Sunday, whether here nor there. But again, Niecy Money Dip on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My manager is Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com for walkthroughs, club hostings, shoots, you know, all those types of businesses. You know, contact him. He got you. He'll hook it all up, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's your boy Rap Star. Yeah, you can hit me up on my Facebook test. Hit me up on my fan page, my Facebook fan page, you know, the Resurrection of Hip Hop, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me at my Twitter, Rap Star. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. And can't forget, in February 2nd, I will grace the cover of Hot Double X magazine. On the cover, it's coming out, the fifth issue. It's going down.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations, everybody. Got a lot of things going on. Again, we appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all. We here. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Super Bowl Sunday, we come on Sundays. We here at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Super Bowl Sunday, we will not be airing because I'm going to be somewhere watching the game, drunk as fuck, yelling at this motherfucking TV in 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 inches, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole attitude. Fuck y'all. Y'all know y'all cheated, and that's all I'm going to say. We going to go out on that Kevin Gates ask for more. He should have asked if that was his cousin. But anyway, we out. So.
Yeah.
100,000, what you mean? Money hanging up,
I really.
What's wrong with this?
I'm
money? Living. Knowing
I'm
how it's saying. Going around me.
Tell him, live it
cut
up.
Cut up.
100,000, what you mean? Money hanging on my jeans. Double cups, stay on lean. Big women all on me. Bright lights, all I see. Bright lights, all on me. Bright lights, all I see. Bright lights, all I see. I could ask for more. I could ask for more.
Rockin' designer, relaxin' reclining,
back of the house, and I got a pile. Watch me, I'm blind, flying so high. Fuck do you mean, pussy nigga? Don't ruin my vibe. I'm not coming down. Got my feet off the ground. Elevated my sound. Don't hate on me now. This sound got me lost in the clouds. Up another right now. I wonder who she ride for me. Was she only down if I wasn't free? If I gotta go, then I gotta leave. She getting on the fence and the keys. 100,000, what you mean? Money hanging on my jeans. Double cups, stay on lean. Head women all on me. Bright lights, all I see. Bright lights, all on me. Bright lights, all I see. Bright lights, all I see. I could ask some more. I could ask some more. I could ask some more.
Fuck your DJ.
I could ask some more. I could ask some more. I could ask some more. I could ask some more.
Yeah.
I could ask some more.
What my fetish money count? Yeah. Most likely need a new account. Seen a blue 1,000. I just wanna graduate. She can move around me. On my head, think he had a bounty.
What?
Call me country flyers in your county. Call me ugly, I just need a down. Matching luggage, she gon' need a gown. Packing up, it ain't no need to frown. Dice game, roll on the floor. This a gamble, you ain't got an answer. Moment I was broke, you a go. Benz coupe, bed, game over. Long wheelbase, Range Rover. No sense, still ain't seeing me. CLS, AMG. Machine, red wine, sipping, blowing limbs, planting seeds, now we growing M's, camouflage, down with jammer set, on the phone, chopping it with bitch, big booty coming, watch him moving,
yeah.
Now my nigga, I ain't rapper yet, somebody at my door, I gotta check,
hello?
F with me tomorrow, that's a bet,
100,000, what you mean, money hanging on my jeans, double cups, stay on lean, head women all on me, bright lights, all I see, Bright lights all on me. Bright lights all I see. Bright lights all I see.
I talk no filter. Dollhouse Radio. Them Rams. We out.